Blessed be your holy name, our gracious Heavenly Father, our Lord, great God of heaven, our Savior, the Prince of life. Lord, we thank you, Lord. The Lord who created us, we bless your holy name. The Lord who made us, bless your holy name. The Lord who formed us, blessed be your holy name. And the Lord who redeemed us by your word, blessed be your holy name. Lord, we invite your Holy Spirit to move in the midst of us, to speak to us, O Lord, to touch us and to prick our hearts and to pierce our hearts, to divide our thoughts and intents, to circumcise our flesh and to stand here as an empty vessel of God, as a beautiful creation of Thee, O Father in heaven. Everything that you created proclaims your glory. Lord, we pray, may you breathe your spirit into all of us today. As we continue to fight this battle of righteousness, as we are called to deny ourselves, Lord, we pray, as the scripture says, the spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit. Lord, whatever the hindrances, whatever the challenges, whatever the problem that we have, Lord, may you bless us to suppress, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. For the Spirit of God is liberty. The Spirit of God is deliverance. The Spirit of God is our revival. Lord, come, O Lord, in the midst of us and shake our ground to make sure that we stand on the foundation that is sure. To ensure that we are only holding on to Thy hand and no other hand, O Lord. For there is only one Savior, one truth, one baptism, one Lord, one God. Thank you, Lord, that you blessed all of us to experience your glory. Help us, Lord, as we are here to embrace the beauty of Thy holiness. May you teach us how we should put on Christ. How we can be clothed by the bond of perfectness. Blessed be your holy name. May you anoint us today. May you anoint our ears to listen to the good news. May you anoint our mind to perceive the good news. May you anoint our heart to receive the good news. May you anoint our lips to speak good about Thee, O Lord, to proclaim the death on Calvary and to proclaim the power of resurrection. Thank you, Lord. Comfort us. Come and comfort us, Lord. We bless your holy name. We surrender all things at Thy feet. May you bless us to rest now at Thy feet. In Jesus' name we all prayed. Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God bless you all, dear brethren. His mercies are new and fresh every morning. Amen. So the testimony that we all receive today, it's also part of the Lord's mercy in our life, because it's like the Lord is sending gentle winds from east, from north, for us to be touched by a fresh breeze. When we learn how the Lord works in different lives, different nations, different cultures, the testimony might sound different, but the one behind the testimony, the true and faithful witness, he is the same. Amen. There is only one testimony, and that testimony belongs to him. He is the testimony. He just wants us to reflect the true light. Amen. We thank the Lord for what we received. I would say it was a sermon, not just a testimony. Amen. We thank the Lord for teaching all of us through one another. Amen. Amen. By the grace of God, we are still learning from the Lord concerning the garment that covers our nakedness. Last weeks we were focusing on the garment which is the change of raiment, the garment that identifies the separation, the garment that is very key for us to enter into the most holy place of the Lord, the most holy, the presence of the Lord, the holy chamber, and how the Lord calls the flock of my pasture are men, and he said the holy flock of Jerusalem. Last Sunday we were learning how a vessel of God, not any vessel, the vessel filled up to the brim by the Spirit of God, answers to the questions from God. There is a battle that we are all going through. When the Holy Ghost, when the Holy Spirit wants to rest in our life, the Lord wants to pour His Spirit in this empty water pot of stone.
the spirit itself beareth with our spirit, because we are created in his image, in his likeness. Amen. When that bearing witness process happens, our flesh will go against, will try to bring you into confusion, will try to pull you down with weariness, will try to exalt you beyond your point in terms of pride, like the highest cedar of Lebanon. This flesh is fighting against the beautiful divine event where, when you look back, it's Christ in me. What happened to me? Why? I can see nothing but Christ in me. We sing the song, Sabula. It is no longer I that liveth. Amen. But it's Christ who liveth in me. You know what is the meaning of that song? The Lord has called all of us to be perfected, to be crucified on that cross with him, so that we conform to his image. So when you go and look at the mirror of the word of the Lord, you don't see you, you see the word of the Lord. You see scripture living through you because the Lord is manifesting through you. Amen. So now, that is the highest state of God's prophets. When the Lord called Isaiah, the prophet says, Lord, anoint my unclean lips. Wash me before I speak the words of life. Every single prophet of God, the Lord took some time to wash them thoroughly, to dip them into his water of life and to scratch them, make them go naked, put on clothes on them. He did everything. For what? For the Spirit of the Lord to rest upon them, to fill them completely up to the brim, no other influence, even from the vessel itself. The vessel is empty. Amen? Only when that happens, you will see a beautiful unity of formation. The word I use is formation because God called Jacob, O Jacob, fear not. I created thee, I made thee, I formed thee, I called thee, I redeemed thee. So now, in our life, now we are all seated here. Apostle Paul teaches us the spirits of the prophets subject to the prophets. Amen? What is the meaning? I cannot say, whatever I do, the Lord told me. I cannot say, whatever I understand, the Lord revealed to me. I cannot say that I did this because the Lord told me. We can never use the name of the Lord to justify our life. That is the first commandment. 10 commandments have become, basic commandments. Let's talk about some interpretation of Apostle Paul. We have passed the kindergarten. Now we are doing PhD. Let's don't go back there. The very first commandment, my brethren, if the world can follow that, then the world will be a place of a beautiful Garden of Eden. We can't even follow the first commandment without the Spirit of God. So now, when the Lord called Ezekiel, Prophet Jeremiah, Prophet Isaiah, all the prophets, all the vessels, he filled them up to the brim. After that, that vessel becomes nothing but the pure creation of God, the tree of righteousness. Then the Lord can counsel himself with the vessel, because he is resonating his agape love. He asks and the vessel answers accordingly. He says and the vessel do accordingly. Let me give you a beautiful example. The very first encounter with Moses and God, was it pleasant? Was it so pleasing to the Lord? The scripture says the Lord was angry. Why? The Lord did not clean Moses yet. The Lord did not wash Moses yet. The Lord did not anoint Moses yet. Moses did not spend 40 days on the mount yet. Not yet. The Lord is starting the conversation and the creation showing all the nakedness. These are the disobedience, unfaithfulness, confusions, doubts I have. The child is crying to the Abba, Father, wash me. And the Lord was angry, and the Lord anointed Moses. Over time, the Lord prepared the vessel. After some time, you see the conversation between God and Moses changed. Why? The vessel is ready. The bride must be ready for the groom to touch the bride. Be ye perfect, for I am perfect. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Do you really think the righteous judge, the beautiful groom, the Alpha and Omega, before his name, before his presence, the heaven and earth trembles, would he touch us if we still remain in the spiritual harlotry? He cannot. The filthy garments of High Priest Joshua has to be removed before the new garments put on. Which Joshua we are talking about? Last Sunday, by God's grace, I intentionally used the name of Joshua throughout the sermon, where the vision was presented to Zechariah. Amen? Because I mentioned in the sermon, when the vessel of God is full of holy faith, full of spirit, do you really think two vessels behave in the same way? Is it possible? The gifts and talents the Lord gives to His children. But when the Lord communicates with His vessel, when the vessel is completely ready, washed, filled by the Spirit of God, John the Apostle, who had revelation, mighty revelation, in the book of Revelation, in Patmos Island, and all the prophets in the Old Testament, all the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, when they fell to the ground in the presence of the Lord, when the Lord was communicating with them, talking with them, you would see all of them spoke in the same way. Nothing more, nothing less. Not to the right, not to the left. How it was possible? How it was possible when we as a church, if the Lord standing here as the head of the church, He says, Brother Zoyal said this. And Brother Zoyal says, yes Lord, I said this. Then the Lord says, no, Brother Clement said this. Then Brother Clement would say, it's not me, Lord. Can you please check the record? It's Brother Zoyal. Then we say, Lord, unite us in unity of the Spirit. Lord, we are one bride, one church, we are one vessel. But we don't take accountability of one another. There is a division in us, correct? Why it is happening? No one can deny. All of us are vulnerable to that self-defensive mechanism. It's our flesh. If Moses thought, why should I take responsibility for these people? Then those people are gone. If Jesus thought, why should I bear this cross for these people? Then we are gone. So at some point, when the perfection at its best, you realize that you are not there. Then the Lord is in you. You forget yourself and you focus on the work of the Lord. You forget your name. You forget your personal desires. Everything is gone. What you see is nothing but not the name of Zechariah, not the name of Joshua, not the name of Zerubbabel, not the name of Isaiah, not the name of Jeremiah, not the name of Ezekiel, Haggai, whatever the prophet that you can think of. They are called the prophets. What does it mean? The Lord decided, this is my burning bush, I'm going to speak. Now that burning bush is called the burning bush. It cannot say, I'm an apple tree, don't forget my name. I'm an orange tree, don't forget my name. Doesn't matter, burning bush. The vessel the Lord uses to speak, that vessel is nothing but the voice of the Lord. Amen? Amen. So, we are focusing on what will happen when the Lord clothes the vessel with the clothing of service. What will happen to the vessel? Moses, who was bargaining with the Lord, I can't speak, you send someone else. That Moses came and sacrificed himself for the children of God. John the Baptist, who was baptizing everyone, telling people, I am not the true light. When he saw Jesus, I said last Sunday, what John the Baptist spoke is exactly what John the Apostle spoke in the book of Revelation. He said, behold the Lamb of God. The wrath of the Lamb is going to destroy all the chaos on this world. Not the wrath of the Lion of Judah. The name of the Lamb was specifically mentioned. Why? You thought you killed the Lamb? Wait and see what the wrath of the Lamb will do. Did it stop there? Apostle John also uses the name, the wife of the Lamb. Amen? Aren't we the wife of the Lamb? Can the Lamb have multiple wives? Can the groom have multiple brides? The bride of Christ. One Eve. Amen? One Adam. So, if we truly believe one bride, then we must also be prepared. One church, one family, one brother, one sister. We line behind one another. If not, we would say, the Lord told Zechariah, not Joshua. Come on, brother, please check the record. Let's go back to the scripture. Let's go back to the scripture where the Lord bring the prophet and make the prophet to understand the Spirit of God is bearing witness with him. You would see Abraham fell to the ground. Jacob fell to the ground. Apostle John fell to the ground. Everyone fell to the ground. When the Spirit could not bear witness, you see John the Baptist, he said, behold the Lamb of God. Then when the Lord put him into prison, he said, are you the one or someone is coming? Someone spoke the same word. Someone spoke the same word. We will go there. So, when people of Israel, they were so thirsty in the land, when there was no water, the book of Nehemiah says, children of God lack nothing. Praise the Lord. But Exodus says, people of Israel, they were struggling for water. They lacked water. They could not find water. They were so thirsty. And Moses was so frustrated. He told the Lord, Lord, they are prepared to stone me. Do something. And the people said, is that the Lord who saved us or there is someone else? The people spoke the same word what John the Baptist said in the prison. So, that is who we are. That is why our scripture says our righteousness is filthy rags. The filthy garment of Joshua must be removed. Now, which Joshua we are talking about? Book of Zechariah chapter 3 presents as the high priest Joshua. Amen? Who is the high priest? There are two sides to it. One, the Lord trained Joshua under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. The Lord raised Joshua when the time came. But the Lord told Joshua, no one can stand against thee. Praise the Lord. Joshua told the people, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen? How many of you use the words when you pray? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. When someone is not saved in your family, so your loved one, your colleague, your family, you want them to be saved. When you pray, Lord, I believe in the promise. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Good. But it was not spoken to you. It was spoken to Joshua. So only when the good message is there, we go and take it. But when there is a curse, oh Joshua, take care man. Are you okay? You want me to pray for you? Take care, okay? Don't do the mistake again. Okay. Oh, some blessing, I'll go and take it. So we partake on the blessing and we forsake when there is a valley. We partake when there is something of good report and we forsake when there is something that may put a stain on your garment. Thinking that you must preserve yourself from the sight of the Lord. Hear this. We can never cross a Jordan alone. Never. We hold our hands. We carry one another. We move as one unit. If it takes 4 years, praise the Lord. 40 years, praise the Lord. 430 years, praise the Lord. Do you remember the numbers? The Lord is not joking. The Lord did not ask us to see who reached the place first. He is looking at his bride, crosses the valley together as one bride. So, today, we are going to meditate deeper on how to answer the Lord who answers you. Last Sunday, I said, the Lord answered the prophet. Know ye not? I said, how come it can be an answer? It's a question, correct? Let's look at the scripture. Let's turn your Bibles to Book of Jeremiah, chapter 10. Book of Jeremiah, verse 23 to 25.
O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. O Lord, correct me, but with justice, not with your anger, lest you bring me to nothing. Pour out your fury on the Gentiles who do not know you, and on the families who do not call on your name, for they have eaten up Jacob, devoured him and consumed him, and made his dwelling place desolate.
Amen. Amen. Please stand, brother. Chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. Same book of Jeremiah, chapter 12, from verse 1 to 3.
Amen. Righteous are you, O Lord, when I plead with you. Yet, let me talk with you about your judgments. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why are those happy who deal so treacherously? You have planted them, yes. They have taken root. They grow, yes. They bear fruit. You are near in their mouth, but far from their mind. But you, O Lord, know me. You have seen me, and you have tested my heart toward you. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter, and prepare them for the day of slaughter.
We heard two beautiful verses from Book of Jeremiah. Let's focus on what we studied last Sunday. God asked two questions in two different books. There was a vision in Zechariah chapter 4. The Lord showed so many things. And the Lord asked, "Knowest thou not what these?" It's a question mark. And the vessel answered, "No, my Lord." Amen? Remember? The vessel answered, "No, my Lord." I don't put any name. The vessel of God. Vessels of honor, vessels of the Lord, which brings honor to the Lord. Amen? It is not easy to bring honor to the Lord. The name of the Lord must be glorified in that vessel for the Lord to feel the honor in our lives. So that vessel says, "No, my Lord. Lord, I don't know." But I mentioned, when the vessel saw all the details of that vision, yet did not answer what it saw, but the vessel says, "No, my Lord." Then the Lord brought the name Zerubbabel out of nowhere and presented to him. Zerubbabel laid the foundation. Who is Zerubbabel? What is the meaning of the name Zerubbabel? Jerusalem, we know the name. Babel, we know the name. Zerubbabel, do we know? The servants of God in different times, they represent the type of Christ, what the Lord will do when he comes. Amen. Zerubbabel laid the foundation, he will finish the temple. Amen. Nobody is stopping it. So, but in that vision, the Lord talked about the seven spirits, seven candlesticks in the hand of Zerubbabel. Amen. And the high priest, whose filthy garments were removed and the new garments were put on for him to judge the Israel. Amen. Moses judged Israel. The high priest in that time judged Israel. And the new city, Holy Jerusalem, the Joshua, Yehoshua, Yeshua, the high priest, he will come and judge all of us. Nobody is escaping from that. The judgment is coming. He is coming. But before he comes as righteous judge, he will come and take his bride for the marriage. Amen. But we are judged every single day. The word of God begins its judgment from the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are judged. Every day we must be judged. The Lord needs to prune us. If we take his hands off, we will become full of filthiness. We are gone. So now you look at the vessel's response. Then now we are going to study how all the vessels respond. You would see the path of the word spoke exactly the same word. We are identified by the words we speak. Which is what? By the life we live. Amen? Whatever you speak, live accordingly. From the scripture. Now, this vessel says, "No, my Lord." Then the Lord presented a beautiful revelation to this vessel. Correct? The Lord revealed, this is what, these are the two olive trees, the anointed ones, standing at the left and right. The vessel listens. Now, in Ezekiel chapter 37, did you notice last Sunday? Let's read that verse. Chapter 37, verse, book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, it's verse 3, I believe. Chapter 37, verse 3, yes. "And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest." O Lord God, thou knowest. So the Lord is asking a question, can these bones live? The vessel answers, "Thou knowest." "No, my Lord, thou knowest." "Thou knowest, my Lord, I don't know. I know nothing, my Lord, thou knowest. Known only to you, my Lord." But can we say the answer all the time? Like our brother said today, if someone comes and asks you, "Are you the Lord's redeemed?" "No, my Lord, the Lord knows." You should know. You should know. There are only three answers the vessel spoke. Three types of answers, which I could see from all the prophets. "No, my Lord, thou knowest, I know." Now, book of Jeremiah presented the third scenario, "I know." But let's see what he knows. Chapter 10, verse 23. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 10, verse 23. "O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself." The vessel says, "Lord, I know. The way of man, the way of man, the way of us is not in himself. Lord, I know, Lord. It is not in man that walketh to direct steps." The Spirit of the Lord is our guide. When you say, "Lord, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. I walk not by my sight, but by the Spirit of God." Amen. So the book of Jeremiah, the prophet says, "Lord, this one I know. You should know. I should know." Why? As the creation of God, we are allowed to experience what we should know. Because he will come and ask you, don't you know? If he say, I'm going to be humble, I don't know, Lord. Okay, sorry, wrong address. He will go back. You should know what you are called to know. You should keep silent where I keep silent. You should speak where you are out to speak. And you should ask the Lord, Lord, can you interpret this for me? Own interpretation is a rebellion against the Spirit of God. Lack of understanding is the ignorance what Jesus said, Lord, they do not know what they are doing. Forgive them. What you would say? Oh, these cruel people, they crucify my Lord. We crucify him. Every time we betray our Lord, we forsake his agape love, we forget the Calvary, we are those guys who are sitting on the floor, parting his garments, insulting him, mocking him. He was talking about us. Don't you think, oh, heathen religion, those who do not know the Lord. It comes to us first. Whatever the Lord spoke, it has to pierce through his bride. Then it goes behind. Because we must be worthy of our calling. The Lord says, be worthy of my calling. Everything, every time the scripture speaks to us, the sword, you cannot say, oh, double-edged sword, nice to meet you. My brother is here, just go and pierce him. He needs your help. Oh, double-edged sword, how are you? Praise the Lord. My sister is here, go and pierce her. She needs your help. What about you? So you are not a needy person. So we are not needy people. We are needy people. We are the needy people and he is our everything. Amen? Thou knowest, Lord. Are we telling this in our life? When the life brings you down, things are going haywire. As the Lord reveals things to the prophet, so many things are seen. Instead of putting his mind to work, the vessel was so simple. Lord, I don't know. Because you haven't revealed to me yet. Seeing is not revelation. Revelation is to hear the voice of God. The scripture says the Lord answered by his voice. So the answer the scripture is talking about is not the solution to your problem, my brethren. It is the voice of God. Even if the Lord comes and tells you, hello, my dear child. Lord, I was praying to you for all these months. Are you going to answer me? Yes, I'm going to answer you. Yoo-hoo! I know my Lord is faithful. He's gracious. He's merciful. The Lord is mighty in battle. Yes, Lord, I'm waiting for an answer. I just came to tell you, I'm not healing you. What would you say? The Lord did not answer my prayers. He answered your prayers. The Father in heaven, whose throne is in the heaven, his earth is his footstool, he came and spoke to you. The voice of the Lord is your answer. The Lord would not speak to everyone. I am the Lord. I will not yield my glory to anyone. His voice is our glory. Amen. If he speaks to you, rebukes you, rejoice. Amen. Rejoice. Rejoice because the Lord would not speak to everyone. He has not purposed anything without a cause. He has not spoken without a cause. Amen. I pray the Lord reprogram our mind. The Lord's answer to your prayer is his voice, not the solution. The solution can disappear. What is the permanent testimony? He is our inheritance. He is the holy portion of our land. He is your testimony. What if I say, Lord, I'm dying of the sickness, heal me. That's all I want. The Lord says, you are healed. You got. He said, that's all you want. The scripture says, let it be as you say. That's all you want. That's all you want. We have to be very careful, correct? Because they are a part of the word. How we speak, how we live. When we say, that's all I want, the Lord says, get your healing. How long you will live? 200 years? 300 years? Your skins will live like a plastic? You will get wrinkles. You will die. The testimony that you got dies with you. Then what is a permanent testimony? Understanding the reason why I am in this valley. Finding the mistake, what I should repent. Telling the Lord, look at my filthy garment. Can you cut this from me? If I say, I don't know my Lord, the Lord would say, I created you. Don't lie to me. The Lord knows what you know, what you don't know. The Lord knows what you should know, what you should not know. Know thyself is not just for us. The Lord also knows you. Now, we have seen two answers. Then Prophet Jeremiah, he used one more answer. I know. Correct? I know. But he's being very careful. He did not go behind, he did not go above his paycheck. He talked about man. Why? Being a man, you can talk about your sufferings. I can say, Lord, I have done this a shameful thing. Forgive me, Lord. I know, Lord. If I say, Lord, maybe you allowed this to happen in my life. No? You can simply put the blame on him. Lord, maybe you allowed me to be a smoker for 10 years. I got the lung cancer. I'm a martyr of Christ now. No. No. You can say that. See, when the Lord deals with us, it is for his glory. He won't waste his time to let you make 1,000 mistakes and to solve all 1,000 mistakes and still see you telling him, all my life I see his goodness. Then you go home and fight with the wife, fight with the husband, fight with the children, and come back to the church. We say, blessed be your holy name, Lord. The Lord knows. Lord, I don't know. Lord, only you know. Lord, can you teach me? Three different answers from three different prophetical books. We are not stopping there. Let's continue. Chapter 12 verse 1 to 3 says, chapter 12 verse 1 to 3 says, righteous art thou, O Lord. This you should know. I should know. Of course we all know. Lord, I know you are righteous. Righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee, yet let me talk with thee of thy judgments. Wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper? Just now Jeremiah said, Lord, I know the way of man. He cannot direct his path. I cannot direct his path. He already proclaimed his confession to him in chapter 10. Now in 12 he says, the way of man is wicked, not prosper. Wherefore all they happy that deal very treacherously, thou hast planted them, yea, they have taken root, they grow, yea, they bring forth fruit. Thou art near in their mouth and far from their reins. But thou, O Lord, knowest me. Hallelujah. Fourth one is coming here. Knowest me. You know me, Lord. Know my Lord. Knowest me, Lord. Thou knowest, Lord. I know my Lord. The vessels are speaking to the Creator. The Lord is counseling. The Lord is speaking to them. Now, what prophet says, knowest me, thou hast seen me and tried mine heart toward thee. So the Lord says, the Spirit that examineth all things, he is trying your heart against him to see how you behave, how you answer, how you interpret. He is watching us in everything that happens to us. Jesus says, ye shall know them by their fruit. What does it mean? I will know you by your fruit. Amen? That is how Joshua judges Israel. That is how the high priest judges his Israel. He is looking at us and he is judging us, and he knows whatever we speak, whatever we do, he looks at the fruit of it. Then he knows whether it is from him or not. Correct? That is exactly what we should do as well. Now, he says, pull them out like sheep for slaughter and prepare them for the day of slaughter. So now, the prophet is going through mighty revelation in the hand of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is revealing things to him. This is how the vessel speaks. Now, look at the chapter 33, verse 3. I just wanted to cover the way Jeremiah wrote these words for all of us to learn how a vessel should behave. Chapter 33, verse 1 to 3. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, and he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. The vessel is reasoning. Look at the third verse. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and shew thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Now, God himself spoke one thing that is not just for one vessel, for all of us. Thou knowest not. Do we accept this in our life? Our lips can lie, but the Lord can see the heart. Do we accept the truth that I know nothing, Lord? If everybody can accept the fact there would not be divisions, denominations. Everybody would have accepted, Lord, I don't know. When there is submission, when there is repentance, when there is acceptance, the enemy cannot see the gap to dance. But when there is a resistance, the audacity to say that I know, it goes against what the Lord said. Call unto me, I will answer thee. What is his answer? He answered his children by his voice. The children of Israel, they prospered. How? By the prophecy of the prophet in those times. Why? The Lord was able to clean his vessel, wash his vessel, plant that vessel in that land for him to speak through him. If there is no mic, how can he speak to the multitude? That mic, that prophet, that vessel, the Lord is, the Lord was, and the Lord will be using for the prosperity of God's children. What is it? The promises of God will not be fulfilled for everyone. Because there are curses from God, there are punishment from God, there are judgment from God. There are a lot of fulfillment from the Lord's word, correct? The Lord said, I will destroy this. It is also the word of the Lord. He has spoken it. It will happen as it is. So which part of the word we are going to fulfill? The part of the word that takes the side of light and life, or the part of the word that is nothing but circumcision, cut off, karat. So, as I said, whether we want or not, whether we love or not, whether we like or not, we will fulfill what he spoke. Now the challenge is, which part are we going to fulfill? Which part of the word are we going to fulfill? Many are called, few are chosen. What is the chosen? Who are those who will meet him up in the air? How this separation is happening? When God told Moses, my servant, yes Lord, I need your help, come. I want you to prepare the garments for your brother Aaron. That's all? No. His son, Nadab Abihu. That's all? No. His two more sons. That's all? No. Every single priest who will minister unto me, prepare garments for them. Prepare the altar for them. Very specific. Blue and purple. Cubits. He was giving inch specific instruction. And Moses had to do what the Lord said. Can that Moses fulfill what the Lord said? Without the Spirit of God resting upon him. There was a preparation. God did not tell this to Moses when he met him for the first time. That was separation. But now God is telling Moses, I want this. These are my specifications. Get it done. But now the Lord knows this vessel will do it. Why? It's not the unclean vessel. It's an anointed vessel now. The Lord called specific people for him to do the workmanship. Such a beautiful artwork on the Ark of the Covenant. The scripture says, the Spirit of the Lord resting upon them. For them to be able, what? Able to do the work the Lord commanded them. Now, thou knowest not, God spoke to the prophet in chapter 33. Let's say if Jeremiah said, Lord, I wrote 32 chapters. What do you mean? I don't know. You revealed so many things to me. I am prophet Jeremiah. The Lord says, come here. Call unto me, I will answer thee, and shew thee great and mighty things. Which thou knowest not. That is who we are. The Lord showed many things to the people in the wilderness. They saw mighty miracles. Which thou knowest not. So which knowest not is referring to. Knowing the miracles, knowing the doctrines, knowing the healings, knowing what the Lord is doing through all the church ages. Nothing. Profiteth nothing. Put on Christ is knowing Jesus. Correct? Put on Christ is knowing Jesus. Adam knew Eve. They bring forth the child. The knowledge of the holy is understanding. Knowing Jesus will bring forth understanding. Understanding is life. Understanding is revival. Understanding is unity. Understanding is restoration. Amen. It's all in the understanding. God met Abraham under the shadow of the mighty oak tree, terebinth tree. Two witnesses on the right and left. God told Abraham, I will give you the promised son. So, It's not just, Lord, I understand. Can we say, I understand, but let me give you some inputs. You overstand. Lord, all flesh be silent, Lord. I understand. You speak whatever you want, Lord. I understand. How you speak, He sends actions in His life. He sends storms, you obey. He sends joy, you obey. He sends sufferings, you obey. You obey. When you do that, your life, not your lips, your life speaks the perfect answer. My son, what's happening? Lord, I'm going through some sickness. My family forsaken me. There are so many things happening, but I'm not saying any of it. No, my Lord. You know, Lord. Grumpiness, complaining. That is the reason people of Israel, they never cross the river of Jordan. Why? A complete washed vessel would not be grumpy against God's voice. Correct? So, Moses, who was so complaining, the Lord washed him. By how? He was spending time with the Lord up on the mountain. Not on the level, on the mountain. Climbed up on the mountain. He pressed on to the higher ground, which is closer to the cloud. We meet him up in the air, spiritually. Amen? And he reached a place by putting his flesh into work. He climbed the mountain, physically, spiritually, mentally, psychologically. He had to bury his flesh as he stepped up, like Isaac. So God soaked him in His presence, my brethren. Soaking in His presence is your garment soaked in the washing powder for the stain to go slowly. Then the Lord won't stop it. He will take a very painful, what do you call, scratching tool. He will scratch you. He will say, Lord, what are you doing? But He won't destroy you. The mighty hand of God, the hand of the potter, needs to squeeze and crush the clay. If the clay says, Lord, careful, I have a ligament injury on this shoulder, just don't offend me. The Lord would say, you are not a clay, you are a vessel itself of your own creation. Be yourself. Thou knowest not, when the Lord told all the prophets, if we do not know what He is doing in our life, whatever that He is showing us, whatever that He gave to us, it is not profitable to Him. Now let's continue. Psalm chapter 40 verse 9. Conforming to the image of Christ is only possible when the Lord sees that bride has only one clothing. You know, my children, they are studying in school. There are children who study in the school. Every Adam's children, Christabel, all the children, they all have uniform, correct? They go to school. They say, by looking at the uniform, oh, K1, go to this division. Oh, P1, go to this division. Because they can identify people by the garment. Uniform. Unity. Formation. So that when the Lord sees His children, He don't want us to come with colorful clothes. Lord, He likes green, I like purple. He likes red, she likes blue. We are all a colorful rainbow of the Lord. That is why sackcloth cannot have multiple colors. It's called sackcloth. We cannot misunderstand the word of the Lord. See, Lord is clothing me with purple robe. Why are you always talking about sackcloth? It is spiritual prefiguration. Or we should be one. One accord. One mind. If not, the wall will never be built. 52 days? 52 years? No. It won't be built if there are multiple uniforms in the builders of the world. One uniform. Amen? One garment. What is that garment? We will continue. Psalm chapter 40 verse 9. Psalm chapter 40 verse 9. Verse 9. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, Thou knowest. How this verse is applicable to you. When Apostle Paul says, we are the living sacrifice. Can I be the living sacrifice? The whole world never know I am a follower of Christ. I live in my house. I live in my understanding. I live in my office. I love Lord. I follow Him. But the whole world, they didn't even know, are you a Christian? Oh, I didn't know. I know for all 50 years, you never told me. I was a humble servant of God. We can never complete our life without proclaiming Calvary. Without proclaiming the power of resurrection. We cannot. The part of the word cannot hide the light. The agape love cannot hide the love. Can you simply say, I love you, my sister. But the sister would say, is it? I didn't know. I know. I sacrificed my love. I don't want you to think that I love you. All my love is hidden. It's a lie. You cannot control love. Jesus told his love to his disciples, I love you. You are my friend. God told Abraham, my friend. Is there anything I'll hide from you? Do you really think the God of heaven come and tells Abraham, is there anything that I'll hide from you? To whom he is speaking? If he don't see his spirit in the vessel of Abraham. Can God go and reveal himself to heathen? He cannot. He is holy. In him there is no darkness. So, the Lord wants us to understand. He is in his children. And when that perfection happens, it is no longer that I liveth, but it is Christ in me. And when that happens, you will be put on. You will put on Christ. When the Lord sees, what everybody is like a military officer. Oh yes, soldiers of Christ. Apostle Paul has already given us the hint. Soldiers of Christ. One single uniform. But for Aaron, there were additional 12 stones on his breastplate. For what? For him to be able to perform the duty what the Lord wants him to do. Those 12 stones, my brethren, those 12 stones, the way the Lord is teaching us, and the way the Lord called all of us lively stones, and the way the Lord proclaimed himself as the chief cornerstone, and there are 9 stones in the breastplate of another creation of God, which will go there, and there is also 9 fruits. Not fruits. The fruit of the Spirit has 9 words in it. 9 beautiful revelation in it. So now, clothing of the vessel is important for the vessel to respond to the Creator. Every day, God is looking for a response from you. By your words, by your thoughts, by your action, are we grateful? Are we thankful? Do we trust Him? Do we obey Him? Do we try to suppress our flesh? Do we have the desire? When you get up in the morning, do you have the desire? Lord, this day, this flesh of mine is going to come and torment me. But you know what? Can you guide me? I'm weak. Thou art strong. Bless me, Lord, to overcome my flesh. What we say? Lord, today, I'm a servant of God. I'm your child. You know, the whole world will come against me. You know what? You send all your angels. Just protect me. Because we always go on a mighty, we always level up our vision. Because we want to be like a superhero. But be simple. Can you overcome your flesh? You will fail. You are your biggest threat. Every one of us, we must deny ourselves. That is our biggest cross. If you can do it, the Lord would say, not by flesh, not by blood, but my spirit. Now you read this. I have not refrained my lips. I have not hidden my love. I have not hidden my service. I have not forsaken my duty. I have not disobeyed the word of the Lord. I have not refrained my lips. I have not forsaken to live what I spoke. Then the Lord says, indeed, I know. The vessel says, thou knowest, Lord. Of course, there is no one can hide from the Spirit of God. Spirit examineth all things, searcheth all things. Job chapter 38, verse 33. Chapter 38, verse 33. This book has this question uttered in so many places. But I will take one example. One example of the conversation between the Lord and His creation, His vessel. Chapter 38, verse 33. I read. Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Canst thou set the dominion thereof in the earth? This verse, my brethren, it should be a constant reminder to all of us. To remind us, where do I stand? From where the Lord is looking up to me, not just from heaven, also from here, from the deep. Amen? You are a tabernacle of the Lord. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Don't just always exclude the Lord that He is 7 heavens above from you. He is very far away from you. He is here. He is here. But the reverence and honor is represented where He is seated. What is His footstool? We should know our place. Amen? So this verse says, it's a question to all of us. It's a self-examining question for us to evaluate ourselves, where do we stand? Do I know? The scripture says, no one can measure the greatness of God. Do I know the ordinances of heaven? Do I know how the Lord formed the earth? Know, my Lord. Knowest thou, Lord? All the answers are here. Amen? So, when the Lord called Aaron and his sons to come and minister unto him, and when the Lord called the prophets to come and speak to him, listen to him, there was a change, a deeper change in the vessel, to forget who he is, who she is, and to look up to the Creator who made them. Now, let's read Ecclesiastes from the wise king who was sent on a painful wilderness to learn wisdom. Let's see what he speaks to us. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 5. Chapter 11 verse 5. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit. I stop here. Can you remember what Prophet Jeremiah said? I know, Lord, the way of the man. The man cannot direct his path. Amen? Is there any difference in this verse and that verse? They are same. Verse 5 says, as thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit. Indeed, the things of the natural being can never receive the things of the Spirit. Never. God is Spirit. We worship Him in Spirit. We commune with Him in Spirit. Overcoming the flesh is the reward for us to receive the crown of glory. We must put the work. And the Lord sent the servant in the vineyard. No matter how long you worked, no matter when you entered, when the master gave, he only gave them one token, not two, not three. You can't expect bonus, 3 months bonus, 20% increment. One token, one name, one exceedingly great reward. He is your inheritance. You cannot quantify him. He is everything, which means the greatness of the Lord cannot be measured. One God, one Spirit, one faith, one token. I have that greatness in me. What else you want? Brother, I know that. Are you sure? The whole world is divided because of power and pride. Everybody wants to prove, I am strong. You are strong. I am the greatest. I am the richest. I am the most intelligent. I am the most beautiful. How the social media makes money? Think very carefully. They open the dark windows for the public, for the common people, innocent young children, to feel like celebrity. I am so pretty. I am so strong. Look at my biceps. See how I run. Look at the way I make coffee. Who cares? If you don't enter into heaven, who cares? Vanity of vanities. Fear God and keep His commandments. There is nothing we can do. Social media and all this, everything that we see is nothing but the enemy is at peak of its ability to work. No difference. Tobiah, who enters into the children of God, who brings some bad thing. And Nehemiah sees this, watch this, carry forth all these filthy things out of the tabernacle. That is what's happening now. The cell phones we carry, the people we meet, the way the whole world is going to each and every corner in a second. The wife of Potiphar is knocking the door, every single door, every single second. It's just a matter of who opens it. Look at the way. If the wickedness can do this, what the blessedness can do? If the iniquities of the land can do this, what the blessedness of the land can do? He will burn everything to the ground. But for us, we are called to be filled with compassion. Desire for the souls that are running around, dying around. What we are doing? Clothing of service. It must be put on, not by you, not by the fervent thought of mine, but by the divine nature of Him. He should come and touch us. He should come and take our clothing. When you take our clothing, you will feel naked. Of course. That is called repentance. If the high priest Joshua says, are you going to change my garment? Wait a second. There is a changing room. Let me go there. Let's lock the door. Make sure no CCTV camera. You change. I'm fine. I'm okay with it. But give me anesthesia. I don't want to feel the pain. I don't want to feel the pain. But the Lord, when He performs surgery, no anesthesia. He has given you the comforter. He will comfort you. He will put the stitches. You say, Lord, painful. Wait, I'm the comforter. Okay, Lord, who is your daughter? Oh, I'm the doctor. Who cut this? I cut this. He is all in all. Children of God can never be injured by anyone, only by the Creator. Most of the time, we loathe ourselves. We injure ourselves. That's why the Lord says, do not loathe. clothes. Now read this. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 and 17. Let's go and learn from Apostle Paul. They are all nothing but the vessels of God who utter the voice of God in the appointed time of life. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 and 17. You know, the knowledge and wisdom of Apostle Paul is also the reason many churches were formed. They were confounded. What a revelation, man. Apostle Paul, I want to be in your group. I want to be your team. No, this guy Jacob, he wrestled with angels. He accepted the invitation of his son. No, not much revelation. But you, the way you speak, nobody understands. I want to be in the team of most complex nonlinear equation. So that people will look at me, oh, you belong to this MIT? Wow, brother. I can't understand this doctrine. You are at a very different level. So who are you? I only know Jesus Christ, the Lord who died for me on the cross. I just follow him. You will enter the promised land. Doctrines can never make us holy. It is the Spirit that washes you thoroughly to make you holy. The doctrines are smiting from the Lord. What are you doing? Lord, I'm looking at this left side. That is a beautiful tower. He will slap you with a doctrine. He will come straight. Oh, sorry, Lord, sorry. Lord, possibly the triune being could be true. He will slap you with Godhead. Then you look straight. Do not turn to your right. Turn to your left. The apostolic foundations, all the books, all the revelation God has blessed his children with, for our eyes to be fixed upon him. Amen? He is the truth. There is no doctrine can define him. Apostle Paul says, the whole earth is not sufficient if we are starting to write books about him. Not sufficient. But the Lord says, yes, that is why I told you, my grace is sufficient. Now you know the shortcut. My grace is sufficient. We cannot try to learn the Lord. We yield to the Lord. Now you see this. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 verse 17, we read this, know ye not that ye are the temple of God? Look at this Apostle Paul. He is writing letters to the churches. He is coming and asking the same question what God asked all the prophets. He said, know ye not, know ye not. And Apostle Paul come and ask all of us, know ye not, ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Then you would say, wait. We just learned from Zechariah 4. Let's be smart like Zechariah. Let's be smart like Joshua. No, my Lord. Oh, I know. That is why I didn't knock the door. We should know we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Assurance should not be compromised in terms of humbleness. Never do that. If someone tells you, do you love Jesus? You cannot say, I love him, but I don't know whether he loves me. Never answers me. This Lord, his iPhone is always out of signal. I call him, no connection. Not found. We should say, I know him, he knows me. I love him, he loves me. I follow him to the grave. I live and die for his name. That's it. There is no, not more, not high. If we compromise that, the Lord would come and say, why you are crooked? Be straight. Let your A be A, nay be nay. Anything out of this is evil. Amen? Anything out of this is evil. Now Apostle Paul said, know ye not, you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. The Lord is in me. Okay, good. So I can put on my own clothing. No. Apostle Paul says, put on Christ. So outside him, inside him, in the mind him, in the life him. So you mean everything is him? No choice. Let's accept the fact. He is the only source of life. We can only be part of that life. There is no other life. That is the state of being a vessel that we should be. The name of the Lord is our focus. Whatever happens to you, fine. The Lord will see us through. We can never serve the Lord without loving one another. There is no one can try to find another route. Because Jesus said, bear ye one another burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. So now you see, put on Christ, knowing Jesus, Apostle Paul come and hit all of us on the head. Know ye not that you are the temple of the Holy God, temple of the God? The Spirit of God dwelleth in you. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy. Which temple ye are? Look at the question. Which temple ye are? Oh, is it? Let me go and check the doorpost. What is the name of the temple? If there is no blood of Christ, the Lord would say, run. Run to the shelter. Which temple are ye? Which doctrine you are following? which understanding that delivered you, which faith that separated you, which interpretation that confounded you? That is the question. Because in the temple of the Lord, there is no other understanding other than the understanding of knowing Jesus. Amen? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Apostle Paul continues to say, which temple ye are ye? Let no man deceive himself. He closed the case. Don't you dare to say, the serpent came and deceived me. The serpent tried its luck, but Eve decided to deceive herself by believing the serpent. Correct? You are the Eve. I am the Eve. The last Adam came to quicken us, take us home. You are the Rahab. I am the Rahab. The Lord came to redeem us from the Jericho before destruction comes. Let no man, let no woman deceive himself. That is the requirement of us to become the purest form of the Lord's vessel. It is no longer that I liveth, it is Christ who liveth in me. It is no longer that I putteth in me, or putteth me, but I put on Christ on me, because Christ in me. The light must shine from inside to outside. I can put on a cloth with LED lights. I can say, brother, look at the light. You want red color? Wait, I'll change. See red color? I can change the colors. The Lord says, no, there is only one light. Either you carry the light or you are not. Now let's turn our Bibles to chapter 9. In the same book, this apostle, he is ruthless because he speaks truth in love. But the way the Lord speaks through his vessel, it's not the vessel. That is where people are confounded. When the Lord speaks the truth, you listen. If you see the truth is in the scripture, you take it from the Lord, not from the person. Many people might have been offended by Apostle Paul in those days, for sure, because he was preaching to Gentiles, that is actually bringing the inheritance of Jews and giving it to them. They would say, this thief stealing all our treasures. But the Lord says, I am the inheritance. Which trust are you talking about? Interpretation of God's word must be in God's word by the God Spirit. Amen? If not, we will be very careless to be offended, to misunderstand that this is something to me. No. If whatever spoken from in our life, in prayers, in fellowship, in gathering, in our life, with the Lord telling actions, if we discern it with the word of God, if it is within the right and left lane, if it is in the way of holiness, you should say, no, my Lord, I don't know. You know, Lord, I accept. If not, you will be out of the way of holiness. Why? The way of holiness is reserved, preserved, shielded for the children of God. Restricted. Nothing can come in between when the Lord draws closer to anyone. If I become the stumbling block of this church, the Lord will remove me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. No flesh can claim its glory. None of us can have preeminence in the church of God. One name, Jesus Christ, and that name is linked to infant Jesus, Yvonne Jesus, Abraham Jesus, because he has given his name. And that name is where they are conforming to. One clothing, one uniform. I can't put my daughter's uniform on my son Joshua, send him to a school. Of course, I can deceive the school. They will let him inside because he's tall. But you say, I'm studying K1, not P3. Then why are you in the same this uniform? That is what happened on Calvary. We are sinners. We are weak. We are filthy. The Lord put his clothing on us, covered us, sent us through. Escape. Do you really think all those people of Israel who were hiding in that house when the plague was going on, are they all righteous? No. The Lord had their seeds in them. They had to bring forth children. He kept them alive. If you are a bit careless, we will be nothing but the broiler chicken. They are producing chicken more than human nowadays. People eat. The chicken may think, you know, I have a lot of feathers. I'm healthy, I'm chubby. Then we will be thrown for slaughter. We will become food for something else. But we are called to be the eagles. Fly above the hedge. Fly above everything. Fly above the storm. Follow the eagle. Follow the dove. Follow where the Lord leads us. And eat the bread of life. Let's read this as we close in a few minutes. Chapter 9, I want to read from verse 9, so that we get the context of where the vessel of God stands and speaks. Verse 9, for it is written in the law of Moses. He's pointing back to the servant of God. Amen? For it is written in the law of Moses. It is always called the law of Moses. But the present established truth is the love of Jesus. But people don't want that. They want to be pointing to the law. Because it makes them to feel like a military officer. Very precise, so punctual. I feel I'm good. God says, do not bound to be under law. You are not under any law. The law of Christ is not subject to the law of men. Now he says, "I say not, for it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn, that God take care for oxen. Or saith he it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and that he had threshed in hope should be partaker of his hope." We bless the name of the Lord for the beautiful daughter of J.P. Rohana in the land of Lebanon. The Lord blessed them with a beautiful daughter, and they named her Hope. We rejoice in the Sunday prayer gathering. We are singing, dancing the Lord. To rejoice in the Lord for that beautiful testimony. Oh yes, there are missiles going here and there. But there is a child screaming, crying, louder than the missile. Everybody is focusing on the Lord's creation. Wow, convert to be children. How the Lord bless all of us. In the time of tribulation, He will send comfort. In the time of sorrow, He will send life. In the time of any pain, He will send you joy. He knows how to heal us. He knows how to encourage us. Children are joy from the Lord. I saw sometimes Christabel, when Sister Christabel plays piano, the daughter hangs and swings from the piano. Lovely to see. The children, they can never disturb the move of spirit, you know. We disturb. The children, they can't disturb because they can cry, they can scream. But the Holy Spirit cannot be disturbed. But we would never make a noise. But in our heart, today, chicken rice or fish rice? Inky, pinky, ponky. You will be thinking, the spirit will be grieving in his heart. The noise of a child will bring smile to the Lord. The silence of the adult will bring grief to the Lord. We have to be very careful. Because the Lord can see through. The Lord can see through. You see what he says. Partaker of his hope. Where is his hope? If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? An orange tree must bring forth orange fruit. Not the jackfruit. A tree is known by its fruit. A seed is known by the tree. And he says, if others be partakers of this power over you, or not we, rather, nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. We have to be very, very thankful to the Lord. For the apostles of God, they never used their power. You may say, brother, there is only one power. Yes, true. But the Lord listens to his servants. Prophet Elijah, he asked the Lord to do something for him. But that something might have been done by the Lord in another time. But the Lord will simply listen to him. I'll give an example. Let's say I am an evil force work against the church. I want to go and torment all of you. I want to go and destroy all of you. And the Lord is going to destroy me anyway. Because I'm so rebellious, so sinful, so filthy. And Brother Ingford has the power. Tell the Lord, Lord, bring forth the fire and just burn this wickedness. I'm not talking about flesh and blood. I'm talking about a thing. A rule or a law or some force. The Lord has already planned to destroy me anyway. There is no need for the key from you. He can unlock the door. But now the servant asks the Lord, and the Lord will have to answer. We have to understand how the Lord talked to David, Moses, Abraham, all the prophets. You know, the Lord says, I want someone to stand in the gap. If no one, I will consume all. Come and let me be at peace. The vessel of God was, Lord, be merciful, be kind. Lord, be righteous. Lord, help me, Lord. Lord, guide me, Lord. So the vessel of the Lord is interceding. Amen? Interceding with the Lord. For the Lord is a consuming fire. Now, here it says, we have not used his power. Because the servants of God can never abuse the power. Amen? Now, he says, do ye not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple? They cannot eat anything outside the temple. The word of the Lord, the unleavened bread, they should eat from here. Can't bring anything outside. Amen? Now he says, And they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 2 verses ago, it says partakers of hope. And now we read partakers of the altar. Now who? Not just the one who stands behind the pulpit. Not just Brother Abraham, Brother Firi, Brother Nice, Brother Shadrach, whoever is standing at the pulpit. But the Lord says, they which wait at the altar are partakers of the altar with the altar. They that wait upon the Lord. We sing the song. How do you wait? To hear His voice, to hear His message and partake. We are partaking in His communion. Amen? We are responsible in the church of God. The body of Christ is part of the body of Christ. Amen? As a whole. Now, Apostle Paul says, even so hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live off the gospel. All of us. The Lord called all of us live off the gospel. Be a living sacrifice. But I have used none of these things. Neither have I written these things that it should be so done unto me. For it were better for me to die than that any man should make my glorying void. All the disciples tried to stop Apostle Paul. Don't go there. My dear friend, they'll kill you. Apostle Paul said, I will go and die for the name of the Lord. The unity of disciples could not challenge the unity of the vessel with its creator. That was a rebellion. Ye shall know them by fruit. He lived to his word. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. That's what this is said in the book of Revelation. Anything you add, anything you remove, don't worry, there is a free gift. What is it? All the plagues will be added unto you. Lord, I don't want. Okay, be careful. Be careful with supplication of prayers. Now he says, what is my reward then? For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if I against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. What is my reward then? Verily, that I, when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge. Empty. Without charge. That I abuse not my power in the gospel. The Spirit of the Lord beareth witness with our spirit. You can misuse it. You can misinterpret. If the Lord takes His hands off, that is the worst thing that can happen to us. If the Lord rebukes us, that is the best thing that can happen to us. A father chastens his children. We need that perfection. We need that answer. Chastening is answer, my brethren. Pain, suffering is an answer. Because the Lord says, embrace the fellowship of sufferings. No soul cannot embrace God's fellowship of sufferings unless the Lord allows this to happen. It is painful. We need one another. We cannot say, I have a comforter. He will comfort me. The Lord would say, I am in your presence. King Abimelech thought, oh, God is speaking to me. You know I'm sick, right? Just heal me. What did the Lord say? Go to Abraham. He will pray for you. You will be healed. Abimelech, I'm talking to you. The last time I checked, you are the great healer. I know. But your healing, I put the word in my servant. He will pray. You will be healed. When you join for prayer gathering, you may be thinking, we are going to pray, the Lord will answer our prayers. Someone in the midst, let's say a little child, Adam or Hazel, say, Lord, I bless the name of the Lord. Heal my sister. The Lord will heal. Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit. And that Spirit, that is the constraint. Unity. When there are two or more gathered in His name, in joy, as empty vessels, nothing. I let go of everything. Prophet Isaiah, Lord, my name is going to be remembered forever. Good, good. Don't be excited. Be naked for 3 years. Okay, Lord. We are called to live our life, to show the world it's all about Him. Last few verses. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all that I might gain the more. This next 9 verses, I pray in the name of the Lord. May these 9 verses be etched in our heart. Like 9 dots. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all that I might gain the more. It is pretty easy for us to escape. Easy. Anyone can escape anytime. Pretty easy. But the Lord says to his vessels, I might be free from all my sorrows, all my hurt, all my pain. But no. I made myself servant unto all, not just to God. Unto all, for God is all in all. Servant unto all. Servant unto the obedient, disobedient, believing, non-believing, vessels of honor, dishonor, heathen, believers. No, the Lord says, you, me, all of us are servant to all things who are possible unto Him. Verse 2. For what? I might gain the more. Because Apostle Paul, he knows his business. The Father in heaven, who is all about the business, he will chase him. Show me the profit. Where is the yield? 20%, 30%. Come on, press on. But not with a compulsion. With a joyful, cheerful heart. There will be an increase. You know when the Lord of harvest stands in the midst. You will say, brother, he is the Lord. Yes, but he comes with names. He will come as healer. He will come as teacher. But when we are ready, he will come as the Lord of harvest. When he comes in, seeds will be attracted. Basket will overflow. But he won't do it. He will say, prove yourself to me that you are steadfast. Show me your sincerity. I'll show you who you are. That is how God speaks to his servants. Correct? Let's look at the two other 8 verses. And unto the Jews, I became as a Jew. How many of us do this? We don't do this. We don't do this. We say, brother, I'm a faithful follower of Christ. He is the same, I am the same. He is the same yesterday, today and forever. I am always the same. I'm very stiff. Apostle Paul says, come, listen to me. I am the apostle for the first church. Let me talk to you. What he says, as unto the Jews, I became as a Jew, not in tradition. Good communication. For them to be able to listen the Lord's love. That I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law. That I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law. Being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ. That I might gain them that are without law. We fail in this several times, most of the times, because of lack of understanding. For the past few Sundays, I was showing the Lord is a healer, builder, maker, breaker of the chains. He has different roles. Why? Because he saves his people in different ways. If I say, Lord, I'm an archer, call me. If there is any bullseye to hit, I'll be there. The Lord would say, next 20 years, I'm not hitting the bullseye. You go and sleep. Who are we? Empty water pots of stone. The Lord can fill air. He can fill water, he can put stone, he can put jewels, he can put wine, up to him. For you and me, empty. Lord, naked in thy presence. Whatever the clothing that you want me to put on, I'm here, O Lord. 9 verses, 9 different ways of the servant of God tells us, be like water. Let the potter make you direct. Because Book of Jeremiah says, Lord, I know, man cannot direct his path. Must be the Spirit. Now you see what Apostle Paul says. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things unto all men, that I might be all means save some. Hallelujah. That is exactly what Jesus did. Do you really think he has to come and listen to all our complaints on Calvary? Crucify him, crucify him. And listening to all the sermons in the parables and forsake him. All the disciples witnessing all the miracles and forsake him. But yet, he came for the sick. He came for the sick, you and me. We should do the same in our life to every one of us. Not compulsion. We can never be dutiful because God called all of us to be beautiful. Correct? The bride must be beautiful. Joy. Cheerful heart. Beautiful. I can be beautiful. But my face can be so sad. The Lord would say, I can see you are doing so many things, but I can't see your heart. Lord, I left in my house. Go and take it, come back. That is your first sacrifice. Amen? That is your first offering. It's all my altar on the sacrifice laid. Now it says, and this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Look at the way Apostle Paul brings together. Partaker of hope. Oh, this I like it. Hope of eternal glory. Up to my level. Very high level. Then Apostle Paul said, come, let's come closer. partaker with the altar. Is it? If something goes wrong, I'll be punished. Oh, yes. If you make mistakes, if the altar wants to clean you, if the altar makes a mistake, you should be prepared to punish. But we no, that is Zechariah. No, Lord, that is Jeremiah. The Lord says, vessel of God. Vessels of honor. That is the gap that we should remove. Look at the next verse. Know ye not. Again, he's asking. That was God was asking. Know ye not. Know ye not. Know ye not. Apostle Paul asking, know ye not. That they which run in a race, run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run, that ye may obtain. Our brother said, not a competition. The word means race. Why? Because there is an appointed time of life in every one of our lives. The Lord knows whether you are lingering or you are running. The Lord knows whether you are sleeping or awake. The Lord knows whether you are walking or just crawling. The Lord knows. We cannot know. That race is nothing but do not delay in performing the commandments of the Lord. If you know to do good, if you don't know, it is a sin. The Lord makes things very simple, clear. The rules of the race is very clear. We run the race in unity, in togetherness. Anytime our heart can stop. There is no common milestone for us to achieve. There is only one conforming image that we all should achieve. Now what he says, and every man that striveth for a mastery is temperate in all things. Hallelujah. Every man that striveth for mastery is temperate in all things. I have seen many people in my life. Sometimes I was also a victim of that. When you're trying to be super perfect, you will be super vulnerable to be hurt. You will break just like that. Why? Perfection in flesh is not perfection in spirit. There is only one who can perfect us. We cannot be the perfectionist of this world. We have to be the clay in his hand. Let the potter complete his job. Let the poet finish his poem. Let the prophet fulfill his promise. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, not the crown of glory. Corruptible crown. But thee an incorruptible. I therefore so run. Not as uncertainly. We are not wanderers. We are sojourners. We know exactly where we are going. We know exactly whom we are following. Let there be no doubt. So fight I not as the one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be cast away. Do you see the way the vessel speaks? It's not him. It's him. We can spend the entire life to serve the Lord. The Lord would come and say, oh, this tire worn out. Change the tire. Okay, get some tire with more grip. You will be thinking, oh, I became flat. The Lord will change me. You will say, Lord, I healed many people. I serve you. I perform miracles. Lord, Lord. The Lord would say, I never knew you. It's a warning for all of us. We cannot take things for granted. There is one potter, one master, one ruler of the feast. We go empty, receive whatever that he gives us in joy, in confidence, in assurance in him, and let the name of the Lord glorified in our life. We do what is good for the Lord. Amen? Think about it. 40, 50 here. If you hurt me to the core, I'm broken, I decide to call Brother Soil, someone go and do something. I will just stay at home. But the Lord would look at me. Come here. What is good for me? Doing good for his children, doing good for his brethren, doing good for the church is good in the sight of the Lord. Amen? That joy will give you the strength to understand what the Lord did on Calvary. I shall bear my cross for the joy that is set before me. Not your salvation. The salvation of the souls, the salvation of the loved ones. The ministry of redemption must be felt in us. Only then the Lord of harvest will sense what happened to this church. They are hungry for souls. Let me change my garment. Hi, hello. I am the Lord of harvest. I am here. Are you ready? Until then, we must continue to press on. May the Lord bless us as we continue next week. Shalom, my brethren. God bless you all. Let's all stand.
Thank you, Lord. Indeed, we are not the same, Lord. To get a touch from the Lord is so real. And we know our God is real, Lord. My God is real. The Lord whom we serve, the living God, the truth that is living in every one of us, the living God that is working deep inside of every one of us. Lord, thank you, Lord, for changing us from glory to glory. We bless your holy name, Lord, for the testimony we received from Brother Abraham. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all the goodness, for all your mercy that is always following us, that is always leading us. Thank you, Lord, for shielding us in thy goodness. Lord, we pray, may you teach us, Lord, that we understand your will, that we be sensitive to the voice of the Holy Ghost, to listen to what you want us to understand. Not the voice, but the understanding of those words, O Lord. The true interpretation comes from the true, faithful witness, the Alpha and Omega, the Holy One and the Mighty One of Israel, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed be your holy name. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, wash us thoroughly, Lord, that we will continue to serve thee and will continue to climb the mountain where you will speak to us plainly, where you will teach us, where your anointing will deliver us from all our problems, our bondages, for us to jump and sing songs and say, the name of the Lord is glorified in our life. Lord, may you bless us to proclaim what you do in our life. Lord, we remember the safe journey of Brother Abraham and his wife. Watch over them, Lord. They are your children. They are your servants. Lord, we pray that your presence lead them wherever they go, and your spirit touch them and bless them, whatever they speak, and may the name of the Lord be glorified in their life, O Lord. And we bless the land of Zebulun and the church in Zebulun and all the brethren who are building the church. Lord, we bless the builders of the wall in Jesus' name. Because we are family, Lord, one family. We live under one roof. We stand upon one foundation. We are all inside one mighty hand of God. Lord, we bless our dear brethren in the church of Zebulun. And Lord, may thy work shall be completed in your time. And may you bless them richly, O Father in heaven, and provide all their needs. Grant them strength, and may the joy of the Lord manifest your strength in the midst of them. Thank you, Lord, what you started, and you will finish, O Lord, the author of our salvation. Thank you, Lord, for the safe journey of Mr. Yuan from the land of Japan. We bless you, Lord, for all the wonderful blessings that we all have in our lives. Your children are our benefits, Lord. Lord, we remember the surgery of the boy and the mother who are recovering. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. And Lord, we thank you that you sent thy anointed servant, Pastor Shadrach. He was able to go and pray for them before they were taken for surgery. What a beautiful timing, Lord. And not just that, Lord, you also allowed him to spend lonely time with the boy. Lord, and the boy told him, I am scared of the surgery. And the servant told him, just say Jesus, for your age, that is the revelation that you all need. Lord, what a wonderful sermon, Lord. Your name is all we need, O Lord. When we call on the name of the Lord, everything is gone. Everything is solved. Everything is blooming, Lord. The flowers are blooming, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Lord, we remember the journey of Brother Clement's family and Brother Zoyel's family. Lord, may you bless the family to travel and to see thy goodness in your creation. And Lord, may you bless them, Lord, to return with beautiful memories. And not just that, Lord, to also to see thy hand in their lives and to learn continually, O Lord, as we are all nothing but people of God on a journey. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you for today. We thank you for the place. We thank you for the time. May you speak to us and teach us as we continue to walk with you humbly. In Jesus' name we all prayed. Amen and amen. Shalom, brethren. God bless you all. Praise the Lord.